Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wait, Mahmoud, did they say I'm crazy? I'm not crazy, Mahmoud.
No, no, you're not crazy. No. Sorry, it's easy. No, no, no. It's 2-4 in. No, you're not crazy. Hi, boys. Stop. Your ass butt out of here.
Because this is... Flying is here. Mahmoud is like... Mahmoud is a little high. He's still high. But it's not this.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
My eyes bug out.
You went, blah!
His eyes do bug out. Yo, I think someone also, every time I see him, I'm just like, girl. There's a little sugar cute in that tank.
And he's got a big dick.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I disagree.
It's not Johan. We're going to get to that.
This is Toe.
This is Toe.
Episode, season 4, episode 5. Lies have got no legs.
Oh, believe me, yes, love has eyes. Oh, yes, believe me. Oh, yes, believe me. And then they're always flat on that third one. Oh, yes, believe me. Love has eyes.
It's interesting that that's the English art song you remember, because that's the one we were told never to assign and never sing.
I don't remember him assigning a lot in my own choir, but I remember hearing it.
Yeah. It's a terrible. If you're a voice teacher out there and you're like, oh, I need an English art song. Love Has Eyes is a terrible choice.
I think it's too hard for a lot.
It's a very hard.
It's too hard, yeah.
It also doesn't mean anything. You have to really think about what it means, and a child or even a teenager can't do that.
You could, because you had your well.
That's true.
You could sit by your well and just put your hand in the water.
I was thinking about my well this morning. when I would go and when I would take my books about the start of World War I.
How did it happen?
How did it happen?
How did it happen, book? It wasn't just Archduke Ferdinand.
Well, let me tell you, little Jaybird.
That's the thing, y'all. You can do a little research. We all hear that it was Archduke Ferdinand's assassination that started World War I. No, 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 no. It wasn't. That might have been the official start, but there was a lot more where that came from, because I couldn't understand as a middle schooler that was the start of a war. I could not understand. Then I did some research, and what I found was a lot scarier. We need to start the show because this is not a show about history.
Wow.
Not a show.
Now everyone's depressed.
And if you're
really good to talk about that while people are worried about a war happening, another a larger war happening.
Similar
in
area.
Okay, everybody, let's talk.
Everything's
you know what?
Fine.
Guess what? I've got better news. Love in Paradise is coming back, y'all. Mm-hmm. And it's coming back fine. They're doing now what they're doing, the single life. It's coming back to TLC and to Discovery Plus at the what?
What?
Same time. So coming back at the same time. What date is it coming back, though? I don't remember.
April 14th.
April 14th, a day before tax day, which actually I think is the 17th this year. Do you know what? Who cares?
I don't give a fuck.
It's coming back. We're very excited about it. We are going to put last season, we'll put Love in Paradise, we'll put it on the free feed then.
Yes, like we did before.
Kind of like what we do.
I'm pulling up the announcements.
Oh, wait, no, we did it as it airs. That's what we did before.
I can't remember to a single thing you're saying.
You know what? Well, you had to go to the doctor today to have a physical, and you waited to eat too long, and now you just ate Wendy's, and you're crazy, and you can't focus.
All that is fair. Well, you're talking, and I'm trying to pull up the announcements. So, yes, season 3.
Oh, I got them right here.
Season 3, Love in Paradise, April 14th, starring Lydia Jimeno, Pedro's mother.
Wait, that was her? That picture was her?
I sent that to you last night.
You sent it to me, but I didn't realize.
I said, Mama Pedro. Who'd you think it was?
Wait, no, but she had work done, right?
I don't know.
Looked totally different in that picture than when we saw her in, like, season way back.
It's Mama Pedro.
Y'all, she's gotten fillers.
Yeah, definitely.
She didn't look like the same person.
I feel sorry for whoever the man she's with. But the gays are back.
What a
shrew. The two tops are back. And there's two other couples, and one person's a nudist, and the other is a non-nudist, I believe.
Yeah, you can't tell me that looks like the same woman as in season one.
She's gotten a glow up.
Boy,
sure.
I mean, boy, I never... Boy,
how about we not screech about her appearance? How about that?
She's a horrible person. I can talk about her appearance. Don't you shame me about evil. That's going to be good. You know what? Well done, Matt Sharp. Well done.
I think we're just going to be cycling through everyone now.
Who else would be? Well, there's a lot. We've talked about single life people, but now
Sharon. Or from Ariana and Sherlon. Sherlon.
Sherlon could be on.
Although I don't think he's looking to be in relationships anytime soon.
No, I don't think so.
He's supposed to give you that D. Y'all, another big announcement, we've been talking about this, was season 4 of Love Is Blind is coming out March 24th. Mm-hmm. And we will do... Like we've done in the past, we will drop, the show will drop at midnight on the 24th, mm-hmm. And then our shows will drop at, I'm already dubbed Debbie, our shows will drop on the 25th at midnight. That's the previous day for
there
you Carl's Wives. Oh, close that, thank you. What are you doing? Are you cold? I told you, I said, if you were cold, I said I would turn the heat on. But you would rather make me feel like I'm not a good host.
No, I don't want to bother you. If you were comfortable, I want you to feel comfortable.
I'm going
to
scratch your face
off.
No,
it's fine. I don't mind getting a blanket.
Anyway.
Just getting up. If you're watching the Intimate Portrait, you're seeing me get a blanket right now.
Riveting. And get your iPad away from me.
Hey, this is the center line. It was on this side.
I require more space because it's my couch.
No. you wrote this tax off couch off on our business expenses, so it's technically half mine.
That is not true.
That I'll deny that if the IRS calls.
Love is Blind in Seattle, very exciting. Can you stop making a nest while I'm talking?
I'm just getting comfortable because my feet are chilly, so I got to get the blanket on my feet.
It's gonna be one of those shows.
No, I'm all set.
I'm gonna kill you by the end. So we're very excited about that.
We are, actually.
I can't wait to find a new group of people to initially like and then start to despise.
Yes, we will be dropping season 2 of Love is Blind on our free feed. In anticipation.
Other shows that are showing out, if you will, is Darcy and Stacey season 4. And y'all, you need to be watching. We just put in a really funny Darcy and Stacey meme with Darcy getting her ass shaved,
yeah,
by her sister. And they both like it, and they both shared it. So they have a good sense of humor.
We love them. Okay, what else is happening? Go ahead.
What?
Don't you want to talk about your fucking brother's husband show?
I wasn't going to. But I must.
It was on the announcement.
I was trying to help you. Can I not coyly tease anything?
You don't coyly tease anything. I've seen you literally shove your ass in some guy's face. Is that being coy?
It's being assertive is what it is.
You just turned that light on. Look at that. You're magic. You touch things and they just light up. That's what will happen to your husband. If Poodle touches him, he'll light up. He'll get a glow about him.
And it won't wear off at least a month or so.
He'll lay in bed at night and just smile.
So if you haven't, we talked about it on previous episodes of other shows, but this is the first night an unveiling of the announcement. Yeah. In the cringe tier, in addition to Extreme Sisters, we will be starting Seeking Brother Husband.
Listen, I think actually we'll probably take the place of it, because I think Extreme Sisters will end.
No, it doesn't. Like, it doesn't take the place of it.
Well, not the place, but it kind of will fill in.
It will.
It's going to go away, and then
it will.
So we won't be doing the Jillian show.
But it's going to be airing after 90 Day. Yeah. In that MILF Manor garbage slot.
Don't knock my show.
Oh, boy.
People really like the MILF Manor Minute this week.
Sickos.
I've gotten twos and threes of messages.
Sickos.
They loved it.
So, Seeking Brother Husband, the companion show of Seeking Sister Wife.
Mm-hmm.
But the genders are reversed now. So the women are having more than one husband.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Which is a lifestyle I think I could do. I'd actually be too jealous. I could.
That right there.
I think I'd be too jealous.
Yeah, you would.
I would need to be the one who had two, and then I'd be able to fool around also outside of them.
But what if the two started doing things without you?
Nope, never.
That's not the contract that they enter.
They'd have shock collars that wouldn't allow them to do that.
Wow.
Yep. That's how that works.
Wow, that was gayer and more disturbing than your magazine with a picture of radishes on it.
That's Cooks Illustrated. Don't you dare shit on Cooks Illustrated.
Oh, a new line of gardens coming back. I'm excited about that.
Speaking of gay news.
That's true.
Anyway.
She's having, what's her name? That ballerina, the famous ballerina.
Misty.
Yes.
Chapman?
Copeland.
Copeland, thank you.
Misty Copeland's going to be on. Oh, I'm excited. Just in time for March. Happy March, everyone. Happy March.
What does that even mean?
We want to remind you that next time this week it's going to be daylight savings, so we're going to jump ahead. Arizona, we're catching up to you.
Is it this soon?
Yeah, it's on the 12th.
I feel like the show is just us talking about just stupid events.
Yeah, and sorry, people. Somebody again just said, "Would you mind giving a time code of when you talk about y'all?" That's not who we are. I don't have the time to go look for the time code. Here, sorry.
All right, let's.
But
just,
I sympathize with you, and I actually agree with you, but I'm not doing it.
Let's just jump in.
Let's jump in.
The title of this episode: Lies Have Got No Legs.
Nope.
We're going to start. Oh, by the way, I promise. Two things.
What?
One thing, I'm going to, on the break after this episode, I'm going to talk about, I've got a lot of,
oh God, of you're making up things now.
For me to talk about the Murdaugh case, because in South Carolina, and my thoughts about South Carolina, and it's, I'm not going to go through any of the gory details. So you, if you're, have a, if you don't like true crime or you don't want to hear about that, it won't be that. It's just,
did he kill people?
Yeah. Okay. This is only, like, if you turn on the television, it is everywhere. You have to actively ignore it.
Why?
How can you see this?
Why don't
this,
I have cable
this
anymore?
Strange looking, this strange looking redheaded man who looks kind of like an overgrown dwarf.
Bob.
Or Santa's elf. And he is on the, oh, come on. You have to know what this is.
I saw Kay
you
Casey
are winding
pacing.
Me up.
No, I saw Kay Casey saying, oh, I'm watching this trial. It's real good. It's in South Carolina, though?
It was committed there.
I didn't know.
You're not on, if you're not on Intimate Portrait, I just bashed him with my pad.
You're, well, then I'm looking forward to this.
You need to be in the world more. I mean, honestly.
Well...
So I'm going to talk about that on a part two. I'm going to give I'm going to do like a 5 minutes on the Traitors reunion,
great,
which was on Peacock.
By the way, Debbie's Peacock purse was a Kate Spade.
Yes,
and you know what?
A lot set of the internet ablaze,
and a lot of you actually liked it.
I liked it.
I loved it.
Well, at least we know how we feel about the Kate Spade purse.
Yeah.
Nicole and Mahmoud.
Oh, boy.
Well, things are going great.
Things are. It's a day after, and now they're happy again. Because I think, I don't know if, what's that movie with Drew Barrymore where she fucks Adam Sandler every day and doesn't remember that she fucked him?
Never Been Kissed?
Is that it?
No.
No. 51st Date.
Yes.
Charming movie.
Never saw it.
Just saw it on a plane. No, I'm kidding. I did saw it. But it is like Mahmoud wakes up in the morning. He's like, it's a new day. Everything's forgotten.
Nicole will be different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
he mom knows this isn't going to go down well.
I think the whole family's deluded. When the mom said, you light up Cairo. I was like, this girl?
With what?
Well, I... One thing I was, people have been speculating about her hair, and it's real because it was wet. So people were saying,
oh, I thought it was real.
No, people thought it was a wig. That's what I'm saying.
No, it had just been cut for television. You can tell, and she probably gets it cut regularly because she's obsessive about her appearance.
Oh, Nicole?
Yeah.
So he says, we're fighting.
Got good skin.
But this morning, she kissed me and when we woke up. And then
it's all bright again.
So she's showering, she's squeegeeing the drain, because again, this is someone who, like my Aunt Jane, always pictures the absolute worst that could happen.
Wait, your mom isn't like that? It's your Aunt Jane?
My Aunt Jane is worse.
Really?
Oh yeah. If you're 5 minutes late, she thinks you're dead.
I think Aunt Jane needs to come out to Los Angeles.
No, she's too afraid to fly.
She's too afraid to fly.
Too afraid to do anything. So.
What would your mother do if Aunt Jane came out here without her? God,
would she do that? She actually, through sheer indignation, may propel herself across 3,000 miles. She'd fly through her anger.
She would do like.
I'm coming, Jay Bird.
What, like the Merlin does in Sword in the Stone?
Yes.
And he goes, boo! And he shoots out the top of the roof.
Through sheer indignation.
That's a dated reference.
My mother would just, or she'd teleport herself here.
She would. You need to call your mother. Have you talked to her? You said like 3 days ago I need
I was
to call
going
her.
To, and I it's been, I've been
too long.
I've been very busy. I know it's been too
she's
long.
She's going to call you today, and I can tell you. I'm telling you now, she's going to call you today and say,
probably during the show.
I just hadn't heard from you. Probably busy.
During the show, and I won't be able to answer it.
Worried about you. All that rain. Didn't know if you flooded away.
I texted her.
Boy, you saved yourself with that.
So she's like, And y'all, you can tell this is someone who I sympathize. I need a lot of alone cat time.
Yeah.
Where I need to groom myself and shit in a box.
Yeah.
She doesn't have this. They're just waiting for her to come out of the bathroom. She's like, I need to get out soon because I think someone else needs to be in here.
There's only one bathroom.
And he checks on her. He's like, Love, are you okay? And
she's like, I'm fine, I'm fine. And you can tell underneath it, she's going, leave me alone! But she doesn't want to do that.
There is a part of me that wants to have a lot of empathy for her. Because I just see her, like, her eyes just spinning around. But in the same breath, I'm like, she chose all of this again and again and again.
Not only did she choose it, I don't have sympathy for her, because not only did she choose it, but she already lived here once.
Yeah.
She knew what she was getting into.
No, I agree. And it's just, I think it's hard to see someone who doesn't need a lot of stimulation experience it for me.
I think it is hard. She's in pain.
She is.
You can tell that she's in definitely mental, which is causing emotional, and also it's also like psychosomatic. You can tell she's physically
uncomfortable. And y'all, she's already crying in the bathroom, and she's already...
It's day one, and she said, I'm already homesick.
Yeah, that's...
That's a not a good...
Not even like eight-year-olds from camp... Or homesick on day one.
First time I went to camp, I wasn't homesick for at least 2 days.
I was never homesick.
The first year I was a little homesick, and then after that I was fine.
I was an independent child. Anyway, and...
God, Jaybird, I wish you would have called me, let me know that she just maybe missed me.
I think my mother did say that. So, y'all, basically, she's like, we don't know how to come to any conclusions, so it's like endless battles.
She said everything is so emotionally charged.
Yeah.
And she said, so she kind of says, like, how do we compromise? And then they have this moment where she comes out of the, and she's in the bedroom, and Makamu's like, what happened? And she said, nothing. And he's like, you looked like you were crying. And he already, it's so funny how binary the relationship is, because he immediately is like, are you leaving again?
Yeah.
Like, that's what he's just worried to, crying, leaving.
And then she explains what she's like, he's trying to be supportive. Not really.
No. Not really. And then they keep just, this whole episode just keeps telling each other, I love you, I love you, I love you, all
this
the time.
This relationship. This may be the worst communication I've seen since Devin and Ji-hoon, when they actually couldn't use the translator.
I still think Devin and Ji-hoon was a little bit better.
Who was worse? Who was a worse communicator? Maybe Memphis and Hamza? That was really bad.
That was really bad. That was really bad. That was really bad. God, she's an idiot.
But these two... She can't communicate what she needs to him, and he is so afraid of her leaving again, and he needs to kind of, basically what he's trying to do is make her into a wife that fits in his style of life and his culture.
Yes, and yes. I think the difference between Memphis and Hamza, there was a communication barrier for this. It's actually they both choose to not listen to one another.
Yeah.
It's deeper than just the communication.
So
they don't believe one another.
No. He's basically saying he's not understanding why she's sad. And she even saying, I don't want you to feel like you're the blame. So she's feeling sorry. He doesn't know how to help her.
Well, he's trying. At first I thought, is he trying to solve the problem? And I went, oh, wait, no, he's not trying to solve it. He's telling her, just suppress your crying and your unhappiness and don't show it at all because it makes me uncomfortable.
Yes. And he's basically saying, like, this is not going to cut it here.
Can't do this here.
In the nicest possible way. And he's thinking, she'll get all this out and she'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, isn't he like 26 years old?
Yeah.
Or 30? But again, he seems really young.
He's old enough to know better, but wait.
I'm not singing it.
But still
very young to care.
But very emotionally too young to care.
So she's getting dressed. She looks great. I love her style. I don't care what people say. I love it.
She always looks great. Yes, sometimes it looks like she's going to Paris, but she still looks great.
There was a time and a place for that outfit, and that flight wasn't it.
I have to say, if anyone could walk around in a beret, it's you.
It's been a choice I've thought about. I don't even think that
a jaunty beret.
I'm pretentious enough to wear a beret.
Yet.
So she's getting dressed. They're going to go out. And
once you move to Palm Springs, all bets are off.
Yeah, who knows? I might start wearing those pince-nez, like little tiny glasses yeah, there, and just taking them off here. Yep, all bets are off.
He'll be like a regular Benjamin Fucklin.
So, they're going to a cafe, and she's like, I'm just going to be trying to be present and enjoy myself. Now, he basically says, there are a lot of these cafes around me that are just men only, and you're going to sometimes get looks. And she's like, that's fine. We'll just ask if it's okay. And so she's like, it's okay if I'm here. Is it okay? And my Middle Eastern friend, I asked him about this, especially in Cairo. And he's like, Cairo? In other parts of Egypt, you might have a hard time. But with Cairo, maybe 10 years ago, or 10, 20 years ago. It's like nowadays, people are going to see that she's an American and understand it.
It does seem like, because we had, even in the Facebook group, and some sissies that either had lived in Egypt or were or familiar with the culture also said that Cairo is way more...
Because all the entertainment and the movies are
Yeah,
made.
Cairo is way more just accepting of Americans and women not wearing hijab. What's it called? It's a different
pronunciation. Hijab, but they say hijab.
Hijab, thank you.
But I think what my friend said was that what he did say, and we're going to talk about this later, when she asked to meet his friends, and he's like, that's weird. No one does that. He said, that is correct. Because men stick with men, and the women do stick with men. And he's like, it's normal for someone not to know anyone's wife.
And we've seen that
before.
We've seen that with, we've seen that with even couples from America, like Bilal and Shida. The men and the women didn't mix together when they would
but
go.
It seems strange to us as Americans not to know who any of your husband's friends are.
I guess it didn't to me because I've watched this show. It probably would if I had not watched this show. That's true.
But I'm trying to think, who are the other foreign people who they didn't hang out with the friends?
Who was it? There was somebody. I think just from watching all these shit shows.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Has Matt Sharp taught me something about international culture?
But no, I know this may be the first time we're seeing on this show. So
but again,
I think
she's
coming...
never Googled. She's never Binged. Anything,
but what she's trying to do, I feel like, is find friends, and that's why this feels expository for the show. It doesn't feel,
really.
It feels expository for them. It feels like it feels show focused to me. Asking if she can meet his friends.
Oh, so you think she like in Fraudacity?
No. Not that strong.
So, but are you saying that you think she does know better and it's just doing that for the show?
I think she's trying to create storylines and trying to create juicy storylines that Americans would talk about.
I need more information on her because right now when I watch this, I just believe she is that fucking naive.
I disagree. I think she does know these things, but she doesn't like them. And she refuses. That's why she's calling them out. Mm. So she plays naive.
And maybe thinks that she's doing it because of the show.
She's been there. She knows this.
But she came back there and she's crying.
But that's what I'm saying. This whole naive thing.
I'm not saying you can be wrong. I just need more information. I need more time with her.
People are saying that, oh, she didn't Google blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, she's been there before. She knows. It's just she chooses to call out things that she thinks are slightly strange for her.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's fake naivete.
It is a passive aggressiveness, yep, for sure.
But that's what I'm saying. I think she knows it. I also think, and this is a theory, I think this is a deep, dark theory, not the first person who thought this.
Oh, no.
I talked about it with another friend of mine who watches, and and I said, I don't even want to say this, but I think she got...
But you are.
I think they divorced. She got the call to be on the show. They went back to replicate a lot of the relationship.
Hmm.
That's why it feels expository to me. That's just my tinfoil Hattie to the stage, to the main stage.
She'll be performing at Mickey's on Wednesday night, mm-hmm, at Ball Beer Bust. Literally, she just pours beer on your balls.
Talking about how the moon landing was fake.
Yep. Tinfoil Hattie.
And the birds aren't real.
Yeah.
So they're eating at the cafe, and she does say, she's like, he basically says, well, the reason why we don't hang out with friends, he's like, we'd say things like curse words and fuck you. And she's like, you talk that way? It feels a little put on from her. Especially, this was the first episode I went, this feels put on.
Hmm.
Anyway, so she says, can I meet your friends? I want to meet your friends. And he basically says, we don't do that. He's not saying, like, that's why I clarified when I texted my friend. I said, he says, you can't meet my friends. Like, and she's like, but I want us to know each other's lives. He's like, it's not exactly that. It's just that your wife would never meet your male friends. It's so separate.
I kind of like it. What? You can be in a relationship. You never have to have them meet your friends. You can just do whatever. You can have all a different life.
Okay.
Well,
what if your partner at the time says, you can never meet my friends?
No, I have to meet their friends. I'm just talking about me.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just talking about me.
Got it.
Yeah. Very different.
No, I agree with you. I don't want to be anyone's friends myself. But he, what he does say, and this is true, is married life is private life. It is away from other people. Mm. And so that is his idea of what marriage is. And she's hearing that and going, no. And anyway, y'all.
She does think that, oh, we're just going to all go to brunch.
She does. And then he says, okay, you're going to meet my friends then. It's kind of unheard of, but let's do it
and never ask me this again.
I enjoyed that
very much.
So, anyway, y'all, it's the best friends dinner.
It is lots of awkward silences at this
dinner.
She's
so excited. She's put on her best clothes to get
there. He's really nervous. She says he's been nervous all day. And in the cab right there, she's rubbing his shoulders and saying, calm down, well, calm down. And she's like, I'm not nervous at all.
It's because you're mixing... For him, this is not her world.
Well, it's funny because he's nervous because he knows what to expect. She's so not nervous because she has complete naivete about the whole situation. And then as they get there, it completely switches because she goes, holy fuck, what am
we
I
have,
into?
We have nothing to talk about. And they are so uncomfortable with her being there. So it makes perfect sense that, you know, probably at... Even in weddings, my friend said, even in weddings, when there'll be Muslim weddings, the men will be on one side and the women will be on another.
Is it like one side? I know they do like in Orthodox weddings, sometimes they'll set up like a screen.
Sometimes
they do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the case, but I know that happens. But, anyway,
I would. Why haven't I gone to a Jewish Orthodox wedding where I just have to be on the screen with all the men? We should crash that wedding.
I don't think they're going to be as interested in you.
Oh, well.
So we meet the friends, Magdi, Mustafa, Ahmed and Amir, and she's just quizzing. What was Mahmoud like?
By the way, do all of his friends look 10 years older than him?
They do.
That I thought that was weird.
But they grew up in the same he said they grew up in the same neighborhood. He looks like a baby.
He literally looks like he looks like Pony Boy.
He's Baby John from West Side Story, and all of them are like Riff.
Yeah, you said, wait, then I said, isn't Pony Boy, that's Outsiders, right?
That's the Outsiders. He's more of a Johnny. Johnny's the one who looks really young.
Gideon. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
That is a reference that only Queens will know. I still think it's weird that you did that in high school.
Well, we did.
Because it...
We cut the dance.
That's the only reason well, we to did do a little the show.
We did a little version of it. But we didn't have
But the show is logs. Such a dance show.
Well, we're not dancers. But we had a lot of guys and a lot of girls that year
but
in
But I'm
choir.
Saying, that's like saying, let's do Crazy for You. It's got a great book.
Happens.
Let's do Chorus Line, but only do the monologues.
Perfect.
No dancing.
Lone Grove High School presents at the Cafetorium Friday night. It's a Chorus Line.
It's such a strange show to do.
That show's too sinful. We can't talk about that anyway. I'm sure there's.
But no, I'm saying that show was known for its dancing. Like when you watch the movie and you're like, oh, this is great. You're like, but we're gonna do these six dances that happen.
I know.
Sorry.
I would love to see it live one day, but I don't think they're gonna. I don't think that's gonna get mounted anytime soon.
It's not going to.
Yeah.
Some of the gender politics aren't great.
I don't think sobbing women's gonna work now.
Nope, it's not.
No.
So y'all, she's
or bless your beautiful high, wherever you may be.
You can still do.
I'd swap my gun and I'd swap my mule for a woman.
But that's period.
No.
So, I mean...
I don't get bothered by that, but other people would.
Yeah. I'd push back on that. I'd push back to say...
I agree with you.
That's period.
Yeah, I agree too.
So, she's quizzing them, and they're saying... Well,
you said that like she's actually able to converse with them.
Well, he's going... He's
so
interpreting.
She's kind of asking questions. He's interpreting, but he's also... filtering the questions in the way that he wants the questions to be asked as well.
But he's basically saying something like, do you want to marry? He's like, do they think it's crazy that you married someone after 30 days of knowing? And he's like, don't say how many days. Ixnay on the
Ixnay
A's.
Ixnay on the A's days. And so, and then he asked them, and then that's where we get this line. It was a little confusing. But we felt like they were saying Americans are crazy.
Yeah, or people who marry Americans or Americans are crazy. She's like, the word was, I think, fool. And she's like, they don't think we're crazy, right? We're not crazy. And she goes, I'm not crazy. And looks them
I'm
right
not crazy.
In the eye.
You can tell that she's been called that before.
I know.
And that word triggers the fuck out of
her. I'm telling you, like, God, there's something about her. That she's so fucking wounded. And
that's where too, like, I mean, I'm not totally discounting. I think you could have something there, them recreating moments. Maybe they got divorced. And at the same time though, she's perfect for reality TV. Because
she is.
She's so unaware of being on television. And so that's why it does feel very in the moment to me.
And it feels very voyeuristic to watch her.
Yes. And like when she starts to become uncomfortable, she kind of does that thing where she just looks down at the ground
and
just kind of like, what do you think? What song do you think she's singing in her head? Is it just, Mom and Dad went to
No, it's Mama's tune.
What was Mama's tune?
Mama's tune with the old woman screamed
I don't even
out,
remember that.
Hey, it's Bay. Bay. Are you Bay?
I'm gonna be Mama.
Well, no, she almost looks catatonic when she does it. It's,
yeah.
And I think that...
It's complete dissociation.
It's disturbing.
It's disturbing.
And she's like,
it's also riveting television.
And at one point, she just goes, you know, Mahmoud was right. This is really awkward. I need to find a way to make friends for myself. Otherwise, I need to leave.
She said, yeah, I need to listen to my husband now when he tells me something. And when she said that, I went, so there's probably a history then that you haven't.
No, not that. It's that he says it all the time. And she's agreeing at that. But there's something about this storyline that she's going to get tons and tons of hate. But she's also going to stir up people going, I can't look away from her.
I don't dislike her because I actually think she's going into very skewed, but she not. There's no malintent with her. I don't think with him.
I don't even. The thing about it is, I just feel like I'm being dragged into this story.
Oh, it's so good.
It's going to end horribly.
Oh. Just horribly, and it's going to be so good.
And the other thing is, we have to watch her. We are forced to watch her. Everything who she is hates being here.
Oh, yeah.
And we are watching her. She's saying, I know this one of these relationships, one day it's going to work out, and I decided it's going to be this one because I can't have another failed relationship. And she's going to force herself. That's what I'm going to say. I think by the end of this season, either two things are going to happen. She's going to be wearing a hijab, covering up everything, and like kind of speaking when spoken to, or she's going to go back home, and they're going to fight constantly.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
I think that one.
It is time for a break.
I don't think
the
first one will
be right back.
Yeah. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
It's time for the Murdaw Minute.
I hadn't even sat down yet.
The Murdaw Murder Minute. Here's the thing, y'all. I'm not going to go in. If you don't know this, if you literally have been living under a rock.
Some people don't like to listen to murder stuff.
It's not
that. It's scary to them.
It's not that. Every single news outlet has been covering it.
Well...
That's why I'm amazed you've...
I didn't see it on Screen Rant.
Or Starcasm?
Yeah.
Dumois hasn't been
talking about
it. Didn't
see it on Comic Talk.
Basically, you guys, if you don't know, this is the trial of Alex Murdaugh, who is accused of murdering his wife and son. This family, as you know, if you've seen any of the net, it also has a Netflix series and, I believe an Amazon Prime series or an HBO Max series. Mm. So it's all over the true crime world. It was a podcast about 2 years ago. I'm from the upstate. If you've heard me talk about this, this is in the low country. This is not exactly Charleston. This is in a part of South Carolina that is almost dynastic. In other words, there's about four families that run everything. The Murdaugh family is like a minor family, one of those.
Okay.
The families who run everything, like the Ravenels, that's their names are on everything. They can trace their, they can trace, a lot of times they can trace their lineage back to the motherland, the England or in the case of Ravenels to French Huguenots, at least 500, 600 years. Easily, because they have the family Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
They own everything. In the area where the Murdaughs are, there's even less of... That's a good Rodney word. Murder, murder!
Murder!
Yes.
But this family basically is responsible for cover-ups. One of the son basically was accused of hitting a gay guy and running, or beating him. And then the other son was out of place where a girl was drowned and they fled the scene. So
they're good people, allegedly.
No, what this is though is this is dynastic families run amok.
Mm-hmm.
And this area where they are is there's nothing there. It is the low country. It's just swamp. And what I want to say is if you think this is bad, I would tell you the area and how families live there, it's worse. It's worse than what you think.
Mm.
There, I guarantee there are families who are bigger than they are, certain families, like the Pinckneys and other families in that area, maybe a little bit norther, who you can't do anything against them or you suddenly wind up in jail.
Mm.
Or so it's like a sun, it's not like a sundown town, it's like a sundown part of the state.
Sounds great.
So I'm that people were asking me about how I felt about this. Mm-hmm. And when I was seeing it, I'm like, none of this makes me bat an eye because of the stuff that I heard growing up about certain families.
So a lot of that dynastic bullshit's been coming up in the trial.
Yep.
Do you think he did it?
Of course.
He killed his own son and wife?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the family is just rotten too. A lot of those families, it's centuries of decadence and centuries of getting away with things.
Yeah.
So. And never having to face accountability. So accountability, when it's served to you, is not a kind visitor, and you don't know how to deal with it.
Mm.
So, anyway, that is my two cents. I just want to say that's not where I come from, part of the state.
He's in mountain people,
but
y'all.
But I know you can actually talk to not my mother's family, but people who she grew up with,
mm-hmm.
who were.
Is your mom from the low country?
Technically. She's originally from Orangeburg.
Wait, are you saying that she is a lass from the low country?
No!
Okay.
We need to cut the UIL.
And no one knows she loved him but herself.
And they can never they can't hit the low note here.
They they never can.
They can never hit that low.
Never.
And you don't say the low country. It's the low country.
That's what I said.
Unfortunately, the song isn't set well.
We can't get into that. You already had your minute.
Anyway, that's the Murdaugh murder minute.
Well, I hope it all works
murder,
out.
Murder, murder, murder.
I wish them the best.
I do wish them. I don't wish them the best. I hope he rots.
We'll just have to leave this here. What can we do?
It's time for Debbie and Oshama.
All right. As Sissy said this, I think, in our Patreon, and I can't... They're like, does anyone think that she's just Mrs. Peacock from Clue? And I went, yes!
She's that...
That is so what she reminds me of.
I keep seeing Tabitha from Passions. with the hairstyle.
I see that too, but like her manner and the way she talked and the kind of, it's so, what was that actor's name?
Eileen Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Private Benjamin.
Never saw it.
It's a fantastic film.
Maybe it did on a plane. I can see it on my plane movies. That'd be great. Anyway, thank you, Sissy.
Packing's been a nightmare.
Now it makes me chuckle. Okay. I'm going to say this. This is a couple I'm rooting for after meeting both of them. I'm rooting for them. I actually...
Seriously?
Yes. A part of me thinks that these two kooky kids might be able to work it. These people are so weird. This might work out for some time. And I think it's just downright inspiring that Debbie is like, fuck it. I've done everything for my kids. I'm fucking leaving and doing what I want to do. I'm inspired by it.
Okay. As the realist
in the
room. I'm
going to eat all these words because it's Matt Sharp. I know this.
As the realist in the room, reality is going to kick them in the ass when he doesn't want to get married.
Yes, because it's crazy to me that he's the one that wants more time and wants to make sure it's the right fit, because we do find out later on that Debbie gets a little emotional.
Yeah. I don't think we've seen that yet.
No, Debbie is painting a very good picture of herself.
The thing is, you are so easy, because every time this happens with a kooky character, you're like, I'm into it. And I'm always like, I'm skeptical.
Well, no, I think it's beautiful. She loves love. She's taking a trip. Screw her son or daughter. They don't need her. They're grown. They're grown.
I've seen the show way too long.
I know it's going to end in just terrible. But don't care.
She's leaving today. Then we go to Berber Leonard Cohen.
I just want to say to the camera, the editor, the thing of her packing her carry-on and then cut to him riding in a skateboard.
It
was chef's kiss.
And I'm surprised she didn't go, oh, my back's hurting. And he comes up in a skateboard and like blows a bubblegum bubble or something.
Yep.
Well, anyway, y'all, he is 24 from, I don't want to pronounce this, Kahemset, Morocco. He says, if you want to die... Go there.
Go. So nice town.
It doesn't seem like it's a very big place. He loves cats.
He feels comfortable with his cats because he's a loner. They show a video of him just staring into the soul of a cat's eyes. And that's when I went, I think this could work out.
Because of their silence, and they can feel you in the right way, not like people. I hear that.
These kooky kids.
He is Berber, which is a certain ethnic group in Morocco.
He says the oldest.
Yeah, which is true, I believe. Before, I believe they were more of a wandering group, a nomadic group of people. But now I think these days they've kind of settled.
He's also Muslim, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and he...
His family has a farm.
He likes that, so... Yeah.
And no job, and he...
Cows, 13 chickens, and one donkey.
He writes in English to her, and he writes, all my art is about sadness, melancholy, and misery. And I'm like, that's me when I was 24.
That is Poodle when he's 24.
Oh, God, if you read some of that poetry, or worse, my 16-year-old poetry.
No.
It is cringe.
You should read it on the show sometime.
I should. I still have it. I read one and I was like, I wrote when I was like 17. I'm like, okay, that's actually not bad.
No, I don't want to hear that one.
You want to hear the cringe one?
I want to hear the one about Bobby Darin or whoever you were in love with at the time.
Bobby Darin was a singer.
Well, whatever.
No, none of it was that specific. It was
all coded.
It was all, yeah. No, it was all like how alone I was.
And how you want to fly and away and all that.
Nothing that specific. It was all kind of like dark, riddled with Tori Amos images. Yeah, it was all. Stop scratching your eye.
Wow. Your poor mother, when she read your poetry.
Jay Bird, so sad.
Father Poodle, I don't know what's going on with Jay Bird.
So we see the pictures that she sent Osama. She does look quite younger.
Someone has filtered.
Or just has full on just 10-year-old pictures.
That's true.
Sent him.
He also says, there is a madness inside me. And I show it in my poetry and my painting.
He does say that. He does say that.
Oh, fuck. I would have fallen in love with Osama when I was 24.
Yeah. Let's be honest. 31.
So before Debbie, I didn't look for girlfriends. I would just sit there and pray to God. But then she's older. But feelings are between souls and not bodies. I've used that line before.
Again, so give me your body.
When you get older, you're going to be Debbie.
So y'all, he's written her.
I'm going to interrupt you because I have to say, you will 100% date a 24-year-old when you're 68.
Yeah.
You will 100% do that.
But I won't think it's forever like she is. That's the difference.
No, you won't do that.
That's the difference.
You'll know you're doing it just to make yourself feel young.
Yeah. And for the dick. So I'll start painting and it'll just be penises. Just,
Poodle, is that a flat? Oh, no, that's a dick again. Got another dick, Carol.
I painting is my friend.
That was so sweet. So, y'all, he writes her poems and we heard him perform one. She may have said this. I'm a free bird stuck in the cage beside your heart. You fed me the love.
Fed me the love.
And I'm, because we're such good friends with the Matt Production, Matt Sharp Production Office, we have a couple of other poems.
Get the wig.
Here. Mark time while I get it.
We have a couple of our poems that Osama has written. You didn't put that wig up very well, did you? Has written Debbie, and we've got Debbie here with us today. She's going to read these poems. We're going to call these the Long Lost Poems from Morocco.
I think Poems from Morocco was one of my first published novels.
All right.
My first unpublished novels.
Just read what you're here for.
Hello. When I look out at the desert sun, I see your face there and the outline of your marble body. I take shade in it and cry with the hyena. It's a good one. I enjoy that one.
That was sad. One more. Read us a happy one. I'm sure there's a happy one in there.
My heart leaps up with joy when I imagine your essence. Crying like a bird who has just found a nest of its own dead babies.
That was happy. Last one.
I wasn't really happy. All right, one more. These move you?
I am dry as the air. And as dry as perhaps the crevasse between your legs, Debbie. Fill me with your moisture. That's my favorite.
This has been Poems from Morocco. I think we're going to do this again.
Oh, that's going to... I bet she's got more. Bet she's got more. I want to see her do paintings.
That's a little hard.
What? Not for the intimate portrait. It'd be a special for the intimate portrait.
Because the
person Debbie
playing Debbie can't paint.
Well, maybe they could.
Why is Timey fucked?
Because you got to put batteries in Timey.
We need to do better. Is it moving? Oh, it is moving.
It's not my house. I'm not responsible for batteries.
Anyway, y'all, the only thing you need to
but
know.
But Osama does say, in the past, we have had fights. She gets emotional. She's blocked me on Facebook. He said, it happens to us always before. And she blocks me. And then a week later, she unblocks me. And then it's fine. He said, so before we get married, I need some time to figure out things more with her.
Right.
And figure this out. Cut to Debbie. She's even keeping her townhouse for her kids. She's not even selling her home.
But then they're going to shin me all of my valuables and all of my collectibles.
They're going to go through your shit. Shut up, Julian, with your America shirt.
You know, the only thing, he's a blowhard. But the thing about it, y'all, she's his fucking best friend.
No, he loves his mother and he's scared.
He is terrified.
He's scared.
But he can't communicate that.
He finally does say, I'm scared of what's going to happen. Yeah, it was.
Although her daughter was kind of a bitch. Her daughter's like, see you when I see you.
See you when I see you, Mom.
Sandy, don't say bye to me, Sandy.
And so... She's in the car with them, and she's like, let's just make this a nice mother-son ride.
This is going to be a nice mother-son car
ride. I'm Determined Debbie. Oh, that's my new nickname.
I'm Determined Debbie.
When she wrote, if this is what it takes to like find my way in the world and find love, then I have to be courageous. And that's when I wrote, I love this woman. This is like this is like the female version of Up. But with no house on balloons.
And then the balloons all pop.
They all pop in the ocean. She just dies there. She goes, oh my. But still, I love her.
Anyway, y'all, she basically says, she says to him, you won't fall down and get hurt. It's okay. You're an adult now. And he even says, can I pay you to stay?
No.
And it's that moment where you go, he'd been such a shit to her the whole time. And you're like, oh, this is an act because your anger is just masking your immense hurt that your mom is leaving you.
Yeah. He finally does say, I'm scared you're going to get hurt and something's going to happen.
Anyway, that's...
How would you feel if Mother Poodle said, I'm going to go to Morocco?
Have a great life. I trust my mother that she can take care of herself. I trust my mother.
Yeah, she can.
My mother's not a fool.
This guy.
Debbie is a fool. Yeah. Debbie is a lovesick fool.
Yeah.
And there's a wonderful thing about that. But in the abstract, if I think about it realistically, this is a disaster.
I mean, it's beautiful to me, and it's inspiring, love,
but
love.
But that's in the abstract.
Because I don't know her. If it was my own mother.
What if it was your own mother?
Yeah.
I can't see your mother going this far, but I can see your mother say, I've earned this. This is my love time. And you're like, you're going to Morocco where you don't know what's going on.
Well, she wouldn't do that. She
my mother would say,
far.
I can't take Muffin to Morocco.
My mother wouldn't even move to California. So I don't think I have to worry about
She'd
that.
She'd go to Arkansas.
Well, no, she only wants to live in a state that doesn't have income tax. That's why she moved back to Texas.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So maybe she moved to Nevada.
Arizona.
Yeah, she lived there. And then Washington. Who gives a shit?
I don't know. Gabe and Isabel. Not a lot here, but this is the first kind of frisson of not everything may be great with Gabe. But I think it, hopefully it is them trying to fake us out. Hopefully.
Well, I think Gabe probably, he's stressed about starting his business. And then mm-hmm. I guess he got like a custom stamp made with his logo on it.
Right.
And he forgot that. So
the only thing you need to know is that Isabel has been quit her job and she's been doing stuff for his business of the Packers inside the underwear.
Yes,
for trans men.
I feel
who
like
haven't had
yes. Yeah. Who haven't Searching. Yes. Do you feel like he I feel like what would come up for this the frisson, whatever that word you said.
Frisson.
I don't know what it means. I don't care. I mean, I figured it out.
I just love words like that.
It's a pretty
they're
word.
They're onomatopoetic words that sound like what they are. Like a tinge.
I don't know. When you say it, it sounds like a circle jerk you did in France. Which is probably pretty close to what it means. But
ici, le frisson.
Oh, no.
Ce soir, le frisson.
Just tell me when you're done. I think a plot point could be is Gabe could maybe be getting a little... resentful that she's having to do so much of the business for him because he doesn't speak the language.
That's what I'm saying. It's a powerlessness. Some people, we saw this with Stephen in our class list with Stephen and Olga. Stephen is just like in that baby store and he's getting really edgy because he can't do anything. And as a straight man, and he even says, and Gabe even says, I feel like an assistant. I feel like it's very emasculating to me. And Isabel is just doing the best she can. I wrote down, I fucking love Isabel.
She's a saint.
She's my favorite of this season. I love her. And we do find out Isabel says when Gabe is stressed, he is very difficult.
Very difficult.
And
can't relate to that.
I know it's hard. It's hard for me to deal with you two. I know. But this is a short little thing, and I don't know if this is a fake out or we're going to see something further down the line. I don't know. I'm still really concerned with him wanting to tell her parents he's trans so quickly. I'm very concerned about it.
It seems like there's a lot for them. Their story, because there's that, and then I guess next week they're going to a doctor.
Yeah,
he's talking about he's already
there's
had
a
top
lot.
Surgery.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming he's going to talk about having some type of surgery.
No, he's already had bottom surgery,
but I don't understand then what surgery it's saying.
It may be something else that he's going to further his transition.
So we'll see.
It does seem like there's a lot happening at once.
Because I'm like, where's the plot? Like, but it means there's going to be, you know, 16, 17 episodes of this, and they've got to fill.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to We're not going to meet the parents and tell them that he's trans. That's not going to happen to it. Probably episode 10.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We said that at almost the same time.
Y'all, be sure to check out our Extreme Sisters.
Or don't.
No,
Jesus.
You should. It's on a Reality Gaze Pluster. We've even got...
I will say, the show is miserable. Our recaps are still okay.
Yeah, we've got... and we've got people saying... I was worried you're going to forget the MILF Manor Minute. Thank you, Poodle, for reminding Manny.
I remind you about the MILF Manor Minute.
Maddie's recap of MILF Manor Minute had me howling. Poodle's disdain was hilarious. Very accurate reporting, Maddie. That's official.
Okay,
people say they like the MILF Manor Minute.
It was very accurate.
It was very accurate.
You couldn't even say their names right.
I got them out. It just took me a while to remember the gay one. It happened.
Y'all, it is like watching a four-year-old saying, and then so-and-so at school told me this, and then my four-year-old nephew tells a joke better than you do a MILF Manor Minute.
Well, our reality gay sissies would disagree.
And then...
I hate myself for love of that show.
When my youngest nephew tells me a story over FaceTime, I go somewhere else because it takes him so long to get it out.
It's like my favorite new. I don't really love a lot of these things. I don't love a lot of the Instagrams and TikToks where people go, "Hey, you, I'm talking to you out there."
Hate it.
I don't really like a lot of them. Tabitha Brown does it, and I like her, so I can tolerate it. So, and I love her, actually.
It feels presumptuous to me.
It does to me, too.
I'm like, who gave you the right to talk to me?
It's like they're talking at you. However, I do love that. I've sent you a couple of them. That new kind of influence, and it's that gay man dressed up in 16th century.
That I agree with, because we don't have enough people in 17th century Marie Antoinette whiteface.
We don't. What is
we
his?
Don't. That I enjoy.
What is his? Hold on.
I don't know.
It's called, what is it called? It is...
He needs to do a collab with us if we're going to promote him on our air.
Oh, it doesn't matter. His Instagram is Dandy and Friends. But basically, he said, "Dolly, and I don't know who needs to hear this, but you're trash. And it's good to be trash. So love yourself." And I went, that's me after watching MILF Manor.
But you know what? That's having a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, he's funny.
Very, very different. But that whole thing, hey, you, I'm like, don't talk to me.
It's fine. Just know they're talking at you, not to you. So take their stuff with a grain of advice, a sand of advice. What's that thing?
I'm just talking back to them. Don't
You've
got to
fix timing before the next one, because it's just blinking at us, and it looks like it's
going to stop. It's like
when it lights up, it's going to be the time that one of us dies.
We need to stop because I want to rip your face off.
Exactly.
The show should end when I want to rip your face off.
you've got to get fucked before we do the second show, or coffee, or both.
I need to get coffee.
Or a coffee enema. It kind of does two birds, one stone.
Whoop.
All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places? Poodle?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm glad you were prepared.
I love this. Yes. And if you are a pregnant bird looking down on the desert sand, and your soul escapes your body like a crocodile, call us.